Imagine your mind as an untamed elephant, chaotic, powerful, and following its own whims. Now picture that same elephant perfectly trained, responding to your lightest touch. This transformation isn't fantasy, but the promise of systematic meditation practice. By blending ancient Buddhist wisdom with modern neuroscience, we can understand not just what happens during meditation, but why it works. The journey isn't about forcing the mind into submission, but about training it through understanding its natural tendencies. This path has helped thousands achieve profound mental states once thought accessible only to lifelong monks, and it's available to anyone willing to follow the systematic approach laid out in 10 distinct stages. Your conscious experience consists of two complementary ways of knowing, attention and peripheral awareness. Attention works like a flashlight illuminating specific objects, while awareness provides context, like a lantern lighting an entire room. Most people suffer from imbalance, either hyper-focused attention with minimal awareness, causing tunnel vision, or excessive awareness with scattered attention, leading to distraction. Meditation is challenging because we can't directly control attention through willpower. While we can decide where to direct attention, sustaining it involves unconscious processes that evaluate the importance of our focus. Simply telling yourself to just focus rarely works. You must train these unconscious processes through repeated intention. The untrained mind spontaneously moves attention by scanning for interesting things, getting captured by sudden stimuli, and rapidly alternating between objects. Through meditation, you gradually replace these spontaneous movements with intentional focus, developing mindfulness, the optimal interaction between attention and awareness that helps you recognize options and choose responses wisely. This systematic approach maps the meditation journey into 10 distinct stages, each with specific challenges and techniques, eliminating confusion about progress. In early stages, 1 through 3, you establish consistent practice, recognize mind wandering, and maintain longer awareness of your meditation object. Stage 4 begins skilled meditation with continuous attention despite distractions, often triggering a purification process as unconscious emotional material surfaces, equivalent to years of therapy. By stage 6, you achieve exclusive, single-pointed attention where nothing disturbs your focus. Stage 7 marks the transition from doing meditation to being meditation, as practice becomes effortless. The final stages, 8 to 10, bring complete sensory pacification, allowing hours of undisturbed sitting with profound physical and mental pleasure. These qualities eventually persist between sessions, permeating daily life with mindfulness, clarity, and equanimity. This progression isn't theoretical, but a practical roadmap confirmed by thousands of practitioners, with clear markers for advancement despite individual variation in progress. Your mind operates as a complex system of interconnected processes, like an orchestra without a conductor. Consciousness functions as a high-definition screen displaying information from 6 sensory categories, the 5 physical senses plus the mind sense that processes thoughts and emotions. These momentary flashes create an illusion of continuity. Behind this screen lies your unconscious mind with 2 major components: the sensory mind, processing raw information, and the discriminating mind, transforming these sense percepts into complex perceptions and generating thoughts. Each contains specialized subminds working simultaneously. Meditation works by consistently holding conscious intentions to focus on a meditation object, gradually reprogramming these unconscious subminds. Through practice, these subminds align with your objective, creating mental harmony like a well-rehearsed orchestra. This model explains our sense of self. A specialized narrating mind weaves information into a coherent story through binding moments of consciousness. This ongoing chronicle creates the illusion of a continuous I, when this self is merely a construct, an insight aligning with both Buddhist teachings and modern psychology. As your attention stabilizes around stage 4, significant unconscious material begins surfacing, starting with feelings of restlessness and impatience. This material emerges as emotion-laden memories or raw emotions without context, stemming from past challenges ranging from major traumas to subtle difficulties like childhood teasing. You might recall forgotten incidents, experience unresolved grief, or confront deep fears about mortality or self-worth. Unlike traditional therapy, the approach isn't intellectual analysis. Instead, acknowledge the material's validity, allow its presence without judgment, and accept it as part of yourself. Creating objective distance with phrases like "anger is arising" rather than "I am angry" helps maintain perspective, similar to watching clouds pass across the sky. This process works through mindful observation, creating a safe space for exploration. The illuminating power of mindfulness signals to unconscious processes that the original conditioning circumstances no longer exist. Sustained attention with acceptance gradually dissolves the emotional charge, effectively reprogramming these processes and transforming your personality structure. Physical symptoms like muscle twitches, spontaneous movements, or temperature sensations often accompany this process, normal signs indicating the body releasing stored tension. Success requires patience, self-compassion, and trust in awareness's natural healing capacity. As meditation deepens beyond stage 7, practitioners experience the blisses of physical and mental pliancy. Meditators first encounter unusual sensory phenomena, tingling, electric-like sensations, colored flashes, or strange sounds. These aren't the goal, but signposts toward physical pliancy, where ordinary sensations disappear, replaced by perfect stillness and bodily comfort. These phenomena represent newly available energy as the mind begins to unify. Like tethered horses starting to pull together, but still with resistance, mental energy increases but remains chaotic until complete unification. By stage 8's end, involuntary movements cease and energy flows smoothly as the mind unifies. The culmination is meditative joy, not merely emotional, but a comprehensive mental state affecting attention, perception, and emotional response. Unlike ordinary joy from fulfilled desires, meditative joy arises spontaneously from mental training and inner purification. While remarkable, these states remain conditioned experiences that eventually fade. Meditation's ultimate purpose is achieving insight leading to permanent liberation from suffering. As the mind unifies, practitioners naturally have experiences challenging their understanding of reality, discovering that seemingly stable entities are impermanent processes, that objective reality consists of mental constructs, and that our self is as empty and constructed as everything else. This approach differs from typical meditation manuals by emphasizing integration with daily life. Beginners find motivation through reading and groups, but as practice deepens, integration becomes crucial. Compartmentalizing meditation creates a leaky bucket where progress drains away during daily activities. By stage 7, meditation and daily life become inseparable. Everything influences your practice. Cultivating joy, avoiding pessimism, and resolving worries become essential. The mindful review practice transforms daily reflection into a tool for change by examining unwholesome events and the intentions behind your thoughts. As practice matures, meditation qualities, stable attention, mindfulness, joy, tranquility, and equanimity persist between sessions. Strong desires weaken, negative reactions become rare, and anger virtually disappears. Others notice your contentment and peacefulness. You become relatively immune to disturbances, and physical pain bothers you less. This integration fulfills meditation's promise, not escaping life, but transforming how we live. The mind becomes an ideal instrument for navigating life with wisdom, compassion, and joy. Through diligent practice guided by clear understanding, this transformation unfolds naturally, revealing the mind's capacity for wisdom and joy.